Don't touch it, Tomas warned. The slime is deadly poison, the same the cachacas use to tip their darts. He glanced quickly around the tent. See? There's slime on the tent fabric and on some of the clothes. Be very careful. It will burn through your skin and kill you. Without having to be told, they all backed carefully out of the tent and then checked their clothes for any traces of slime. Most of it is dried up, which is good, said Tomas. It has to be fresh to burn through your skin. What was that thing doing in there? Dr. Cooper wondered. It was probably attracted by the blood. Calvies are flesh eaters. They feed on dead animals, blood, meat of any kind. There were probably others in the tent last night. This one decided to sleep under the rags. Jay shook his head. So that's one more thing to worry about. Besides the biting insects, the poisonous snakes, and the hostile natives. How far away is the Kachaka village? Asked Dr. Cooper. Tomas shrugged. I've never been there. It's somewhere beyond the ruins, I think. But the Kachakas claim all this land, and they aren't happy that we're here. Tomas cocked his head toward the woods just beyond the camp. The Kauris have already learned that. Come this way. They followed him into a small clearing. There, marked with crude wooden crosses, were three graves. Ben Corey, John Corey, Brad Frederick, said Tomas, pointing out each one. Gone in one night, their treasure stolen. Jacob Cooper had seen enough. All right. Let's get these materials back to the compound and see if we can sort them out. And then we'll watch a movie. After hiking back to the compound, they ate a hurried dinner, roast pig, cooked over the fire by Tomas's co-workers, and then settled into their trailer to examine the notes left behind by the Corries. In the light of a gas lantern, Jay and Lila carefully cleaned, sorted, and stacked the materials, and Dr. Cooper laid them out in orderly fashion on the dinette table to study them. "'Hmm,' he said, using a small flashlight to illuminate some hard-to-read areas. Yeah, "'I'm impressed. The Corries put a lot of time into mapping out the ruins. Look here. Toko Ray was built on top of the ruins of a previous city, which was built on top of the ruins of a previous city, and so it goes. It's only about a mile square and used to be walled like a fortress.' It would have been easy for Kachi Tochetin to hole up there for years.